from the WSBT studios. It is the Roster Doctors. I'm Jim. He's Craig.
What's happening there, guys?
Riverboat Ron is out.
Oh, man. Yes, I know. I'm a little weird that Ron Rivera fired today. One of my favorite Bears of all time. One of my favorite Bear coaches of all time. But you know what? They have a new owner. Does not vibe with what Ron does, and it's time for change. 8 years, a long time as a head coach. He's went to Super Bowls. He's went to playoffs. Had a big injury at quarterback early on in the year. They still stayed alive for a while with Kyle Allen. But what happened on Sunday with them losing to Washington? I mean, we made a big point last week about the Carolina Panthers defense and how they should have overpowered the Redskins. No, they got overpowered by the Redskins' running game.
Who'd have thunk?
Yeah, yeah. So, we're about Ron. He's going to get another job. He's a very good coach, head coach in the NFL. He's definitely gonna get another gig. There's no doubt about that.
He's one of my favorite Amazon All or Nothing subjects.
Really?
Yeah. That season that they spent with the Carolina Panthers, that is some good viewing.
I'm gonna check that out. I've never really watched that those seasons, so I'm gonna go back and look a little.
Yeah, the one with the Panthers, the one with the Michigan Wolverines, the football team.
Oh yeah,
that's another good one.
That was last year or the year before with Michigan. That was last year, right?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, I knew it was recent, recent, but
so
yeah, so. Well,
the L.A. Rams season, too, where it's their first season back in L.A. and they fire Jeff Fisher right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that is cringeworthy.
I don't like Jeff Fisher enough to do that. He was an 85 Bear that didn't play that much for the 85 Bears.
Right.
But yeah, I already knew the end of that story. If you have Jeff Fisher, it's an obvious 7-9 season every year. I don't have to watch the whole thing.
Happy July 9th.
It is
Jeff Fisher Day.
The Roster Doctors, episode 17. You can follow us on Twitter at Roster Docs, WSBT. Week 13 is in the books and fantasy. And pretty much for most of us, it's playoff time, baby. Mm-hmm. Do or die with one crucial mistake in your roster could cost you the season. One bad matchup could mean that you're out. One late scratch and that you didn't see could mean that you're sitting on the sidelines till next fantasy season. You earned this, ladies and gentlemen. Don't mess it up now.
Are you in one of those leagues that lets everybody in?
No, because everybody should not get an award. If you sucked, you sucked.
Yay!
And now you have 3 extra weeks to watch us battle it out. And while you sit on the sideline. Now, I would not be opposed to having a toilet bowl.
A loser
everybody
bracket.
Still, yeah.
Yeah.
So we can laugh at these.
But like the real thing, you know, that's, you got to earn your way into that.
Yes,
but
you should not be rewarded with the number one overall pick if you win the toilet bowl, because that means, first and foremost, you weren't good enough in the regular season to make it.
It means you're the best of the crappy teams.
Right, right. So there should be some award. It should not be the number one overall pick, however.
No.
I'm completely against that.
No. It should be, you know, say you have 6 teams in your real playoffs and 6 teams in your toilet bowl playoffs, it should be the 6th overall pick.
Right. Right.
Because the toilet bowl playoffs should be everybody tanking.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Just like the real thing.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've never been in a league that
never
has
had to deal with
the
that.
Toilet bowl thing. When you're out, you're out.
That's Craig's very subtle way of bragging.
That's right. Well, yeah, it's important. Okay. Here's why I tell you, listening, doing this show has helped me a great deal as far as keep my own self in check.
Sure.
It was important to me. It was very important to me heading this week. Of course, I made one big mistake. Well, it ended up being a mistake, but I dropped Darius Geis to pick up Ronald Jones. Darius Geis went off against the Carolina Panthers. Ronald Jones III didn't even get a fantasy point, but I didn't start him this week. I started Williams from the Colts, and he didn't fare much better with just 3 points. And, yeah, didn't do much after halftime. He got benched, basically. Mm. But I still managed to win a game, which means I ended up with the best record in the league, because the other 2 teams I was tied with for the best record, they both lost both of their matchups. So I'm the number 1 seed in the playoffs. And yes, I don't plan on going out in the first round, but I got some tough decisions to make at running back, especially my second running back, because Christian McCaffrey is obviously in there.
So. Is Darius Guy still available in your league?
You know what? I don't know if we can pick up players in the playoffs. In the past, we haven't been able to.
Okay.
So I don't know. I have to check with the commish. Or I'm just going to try to break a rule and pick them back up at 7 o'clock and see how that works. So, and then we'll see. We'll see.
If you hear Craig go silent.
Yeah.
It didn't work. It's 7 o'clock when we're recording this, and it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, there is a little bit of luck that is involved to get to the playoffs and also advance in the playoffs. I mean, injuries, matchups, the actual playoff teams. Like, let's see, your team's getting – I mean, your running back's team is getting blown out by 20. I mean, he's obviously not going to get 20 carries. He may get some touches in PPR.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the play of the individual games plays so much bigger a part in the playoffs. So you, I mean – blowouts, I mean, it may help your wide receivers because he's playing from behind to get more catches.
Sure.
More opportunities to catch. But, yeah, it worries you because you made it to the next season. It's a good thing. However, it's do or die.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. How about you?
My season's just gone to total crap.
Which leagues?
All of them. They all are just circling the ball, all kind of floating around 500 or lower.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
Playoffs started already?
I believe they start this week.
You're not in?
I think I'm in a couple of them.
Well, see, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Wild cards have won it before. Yep.
Could be big. You know, my Giants, you know.
Yeah.
Their last two Super Bowls have been wild cards.
We'll see. That's a long time ago, though.
That was so long ago. Those two Super Bowls seem like they were 20 years ago.
Yeah, the Patriots have lost Super Bowls without the Giants being in them since then.
Yeah.
And won Super Bowls without the Giants being in them as well.
The Patriots dynasty stopped and restarted in that time.
Yes. Yes. Oh, man. Lots of stuff to talk about. We want to make sure you keep you guys informed as far as guys you can pick up that may help your roster if you need them. We are going to run through some kills and thrills real fast before we get there. Let's start off with the thrills.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson, tough matchup going into it. We talked about it last week at home against the Patriots on Sunday Night Football.
Man, did he deliver.
Man, big time, big time. 18 of 25, 234 yards, 3 touchdowns, 4 rushes, negative 1 yard, 1 reception, 6 yards, and another touchdown.
Wow.
So Deshaun Watson with 4 total touchdowns, including the one that he caught for a TD. One of only 2 quarterbacks to score 13 points or more against the Pats. Of course, that's Lamar Jackson is the other one. And coming up for Deshaun, Denver at Tennessee, at Tampa, all big matchups because it's playoff time, baby. But Deshaun Watson, definitely a thrill for week 13, last week headed into the playoffs.
Show me the money!
Kills, well, Nick Foles, the obvious kill here. We said that he had a favorable matchup pretty much here from here on out. That will not happen. 7 of 14, 93 yards in the air, interception, 1 rush, 3 yards, 2 fumbles. He turned the ball over on 3 straight possessions. Nick Foles gets benched for Gardner Minshew and benched for the foreseeable future because Gardner Minshew has been anointed the starter for the rest of the season for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nick Foles killed you, and if you can cut him and pick up another quarterback that may help you in the playoffs, do it. Because he's not going to help you unless Gardner Minshew gets hurt.
Beowulf is back.
I'm not saying he's going to do this better.
No, I'm not either.
No. But Nick Foles, he's got to do better than Nick Foles
did.
Yeah. Nick Foles kills you, and he's completely irrelevant for you unless an injury were to happen to Minshew in the fantasy football playoffs.
Should I shave the rest of my facial hair? With Beowulf back, should I shave the beard?
No shade, November is over, so it's December, so that's that's another reason why you can do it.
I mean, you know, just keep the stash.
You weren't really keep... I don't know what's up to you.
Go get myself a Gardner Minshew jersey cheap prices.
I don't do guy fashion. I mean, I'm a guy, and I'm semi-fashionable, but I don't like talking about other guys, what they should wear and stuff. There's shows for that.
Okay.
But I'm just not. I'm like, do whatever you want, dude.
Okay. All right. Don't be surprised if I'm full Beowulf next week.
Oh, goodness. It's getting bad already. Devontae Parker thrilled. Yes, indeed. 7 receptions, 159 yards, 2 touchdowns on 10 targets. 4 straight weeks, Devontae Parker, with double-digit targets. Got to start him with that much volume. Coming up for Devontae at New York Jets, at New York Giants in Cincinnati. So all good matchups.
The tables may have turned.
Yeah.
You know, remember how we were saying that the Dolphins, you know, that they were, you know, everybody's freebie?
Yep.
Not anymore.
Yeah, because, of course, we're going to put Devontae Parker with the guy that is throwing in the football, Ryan Fitzpatrick, against Philadelphia.
Fitz magic.
Yes, 27-39, 365 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a pick. Fitz magic pulled off the upset, and the matchups are decent going forward. As I mentioned with Devontae Parker, at New York Jets, at New York Giants, and in Cincinnati. So two straight weeks of playing in the same building.
Oh, my God.
Adams, the safety for the Jets, the best safety in football, is probably going to miss at least this week's game.
Yep.
And then they go back to Giants Stadium next week where they face the Giants. Ugh. And then they face one of the worst defenses overall in the league. You know, they just got their first win in Cincinnati. So Fitzmagic, as we mentioned last week, I'm going to say it again. It's scary to think that you could be sitting in your fantasy football postseason banquet with your buddies.
Yeah.
And you step up to accept your award and you say, the reason why I won the fantasy league is because I picked up Ryan Fitzmagic at the end of the season and rode him through the playoffs. But you look at the matchups, Jim, you look at it, and it's a very real possibility.
The Giants season is completely shot.
Yeah.
The Jets are circling the bowl too.
Yeah.
And the Bengals are the Bengals.
And singles and they got their one win.
So they got their one win.
So they're not going 0-16.
Yeah, they're not going 0-16, so that magic is gone.
Yeah.
It's time for them to tank completely without winding up in the history book. Yeah, that could be a real big 3 weeks for Fitzmagic and Devontae Parker.
Here's a crazy thing too. Is that as we looked at this team halfway through the season when they lost to the Redskins, well, no, we thought that was going to be, they were going pretty much 0-16.
Yeah.
Now you look at it, and Miami's one of those dangerous teams that they keep winning.
Yeah.
They keep shooting the ownership in the foot in the process of doing it because they brought in a rookie coach that had never even been higher than a guy that just is an understudy of many understudies of one of the greatest defensive minds in football. He was not ready for a defensive coordinator job.
No.
But when you're in with the Patriots, you don't have to do anything but make sure that the head coach has fresh coffee and a clean hoodie.
Pretty much, yeah.
They brought in a guy knowing they were supposed to go 0-16, 1-15, and they keep winning games.
they keep screwing the tank job.
So Miami is doing what the Browns normally would do.
Right. Yeah.
Is win games when you're not supposed to win games.
This is Browns level. Can you call it magic?
Because if you really look, the reality is, if you really wanted to do the right thing at this point in the season, you would bench Ryan Fitzpatrick.
You would be benching Fitzpatrick. You would be benching Devontae Parker. You would be benching Kalen Ballage, for God's sake.
You're hurting the franchise by winning these games.
Yeah.
But, however, from a fantasy perspective, which this is a fantasy show,
right.
We're telling you, start Ryan Fitzpatrick. If you can go pick him up, go get you a Fitzpatrick because he could very well carry you to the championship because he and Devontae Parker are thrilling you, and they continue to do it. And as long as they're out there, they're going to continue to do it.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Tevin quick side note there, too.
Yeah.
Make sure you pay attention for when ownership calls down from the press box and says, hey, knock it off.
That's enough. That's enough.
Knock it off.
Another kill this week.
We will somehow trade these guys.
Big time kill. Tevin Coleman, 5 rushes, yeah. 6 yards, 1 reception, 9 yards. He had 13 points. Now, let's think back to the beginning of the season. He had 13 points or more in 3 of the first 5 games that he played in, including a huge Week 8. Remember, he was hurt at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead. He's dead in the water in your roster right now.
All of his work is going to Raheem Mostert, and as it should.
And Breida when he's healthy.
But Raheem Mostert has been crushing it when he's been given his chance.
There's no doubt about it. But Tevin Coleman is dead. He's dead in the water.
Yeah.
And coming up is at New Orleans, Atlanta, and the Rams. And the 2 running backs ahead of him on the depth chart, well, they're better than him at this point in time. Tevin Coleman is dead weight on your roster right now. And he's killing you if you actually are starting him, which I don't know. I guess last week you would because Mostert was slated to start, but you knew that Coleman was going to be a number 2, but he hurt you. He hurt you big time.
No! Yeah, Raheem Mostert picked up 146 yards against that Ravens defense.
I know. The Ravens of all teams.
The Ravens defense.
He's a stud.
Like, lit them up.
He's a stud. Yeah, I mean, even when Breida was doing his thing, he still was getting touches. He's getting PPR, and he was getting goal line touches, too.
Yeah, he was.
So, Carson Wentz is a thrill this week. Yes, I know he's getting all the blame for the Eagles for the Eagles' failures.
Shouldn't be.
But 28 of 46, 310 yards, 3 touchdowns, an interception. Look, he's catching a lot of flack. But from fantasy stats, they were great against Miami, even though they lost. Coming up, some more favorable matchups. Giants at home, at Washington, and then Dallas with a tough one.
But all divisional.
They're all division opponents, and Carson Wentz has faced this division already a few times.
And they're in the hunt.
And Carson Wentz is a more than serviceable fantasy quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And his weapons are back, unlike last week. All his weapons are back. Aguilar's back.
We was catching him, unlike Aguilar.
Their wide receiving core is back. And although Zach Ertz is hurting, he still managed to find a way to get on the field, even though he wasn't supposed to play. So Carson Wentz is thrilling you, and there's no reason, if you look at the upcoming schedule, Giants at Washington, Dallas, there's no reason why Carson Wentz cannot carry you deep into your fantasy playoffs.
Show me the money!
Tyreek Hill, however, is not doing much for you.
No.
Killing you. I know you have him.
Kill on a couple of teams. Killing you.
5 receptions, 55 yards on 8 targets, 1 rush, -4 yards. Very frustrating because for a lot of guys, this is a wide receiver 2 or a guy you drafted early mid rounds.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyreek Hill is feast or famine to say the least.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to get on 5 catches. 55 yards, just not getting it done. But again, he's one of those guys. He's one catch away from having a all-world game.
Yeah.
So you're kind of stuck in a situation where you have to play him. Except do you play him this week? At New England.
Mm.
Home against Denver next week. And then at Chicago. Not the greatest of matchups in the playoffs. But again, he's one catch away from having a 5 reception, 148-yard, 2 touchdown game.
Right. He's one of those guys. You know the option, you know, when you're going into a guy's info and it says can't drop? That's what he is for me right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to play him.
Even though
he's going to result in many people getting drunk very early.
And if you look at it the other way, 5 receptions, 55 yards, that's 10 points in PPR.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Could be worse. At least he's giving you something.
Yeah.
Still risky start.
Yeah, he's not
risky start in the playoffs.
He's not throwing up a goose egg, but no, I mean, no. You know, again, you know, what do you do?
You big dummy.
Kenny Golladay thrills you. 4 receptions, 158 yards on Turkey Day with a touchdown on 5 targets against Chicago. Look, tough matchups. Two of the last the next 3 weeks at Minnesota, Tampa Bay, and at Denver. But he's the number one wide receiver. And he's almost to the point now where you look at it, they changed quarterbacks two different times now.
Yeah.
And Kenny Golladay has had some decent games despite having backups and backups of backups.
Right. David Blough seemed pretty good.
Pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
The kid was good at Purdue. But again, the Bears defense didn't have any film on him except for college.
Right.
That was the first time, his first snap, his first everything.
Yeah.
Now, you look at Minnesota and Tampa and Denver, there's tape. They can look at their strengths and look at the fact that he's not a typical drop back quarterback. They like to roll him out and limp. Okay, you know what they did to the Bears? That's exactly what the Bears did to teams last year with Trubisky.
Yeah.
They limited his options by shorting the field, rolling him out, giving him, and also crossing routes.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him short crossing routes where guys to pick up yards after catch, and there was a lot of them. There was a lot of them in that game.
There were a lot of long plays from short passes.
Yeah. But teams are going to look at that film of what they did against the Bears, and they have an extra 3 days to look at that film, too. So they're going to be ready. But, again, Kenny Golladay, he benefited, and it's almost to the point where
another got to start?
Huh?
Another got to start?
He's a number one receiver in that offense.
Yeah.
You got to put him out there. He's 6'4". With good hands.
Yeah.
That can go up and get it, and yeah, he will.
He's got the size. He's got the ability to warrant the start. I'm just wondering, you know, to your point, since there's now film on David Blough.
We'll see. I mean, you can't bench Kenny Golladay because he has another game like this. You didn't put him out there.
Yeah.
That's your offseason, buddy.
Yeah.
Show me the money!
Aaron Jones killed again. Ugh. Favorable matchup, too. We talked about last week. At New York Giants.
He should have run all over that team.
11 carries, 18 yards, 4 receptions, 13 yards on 6 targets. I feel your pain, Aaron Jones owners. I do. A favorable matchup last week and didn't get it done. Not at all. Here's another one.
18 yards.
This week, another favorable matchup on paper. Washington in Green Bay.
Yeah.
They're going to Lambeau.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones should have a field day.
Should.
You're going to put him in your lineup, hoping that he goes back to being Aaron Jones because of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Washington this week, Chicago in Green Bay next week, and at Minnesota. Do you trust him? I mean, he's let you down the last 3 weeks. How deep is your love for Aaron Jones? I feel you. But if he's your stud, you got to put him out there. I feel you. It's the playoffs, baby. You gotta ride your horses. But your horse has been limping the last couple weeks.
Man, if he's your horse, yeah. Probably would have ordered him shot down already.
Yeah, no doubt.
No!
Another guy who thrilled. He's been thrilled the last couple weeks, really. Robert Woods, 13 receptions, 172 yards, no touchdowns. But he had 19 targets against Cincy. Goodness gracious. And then coming up, he's a little rougher for Robert. Seattle at Dallas at San Fran all coming up. But 19 targets.
That's insane.
Well, remember.
You think they're making up for Brandon Cooks not being there?
Yeah. Robert Woods was a serviceable wide receiver coming out of SC. As a matter of fact, when he left SC, people may not remember this unless you followed the Pac-12 and stuff like that. But he was the all-time leading receptions leader in the Pac-12 when he left SC.
Right.
Not the fastest guy.
Yeah, think about all the receivers that have
gone
through the Pac-12.
Keyshawn Johnsons and all these guys that come to the Pac-12.
Robert Woods was the number one.
Yeah. Robert Woods. And he's going to keep on catching them if you're going to get 19 targets in a game.
Right.
He's thrilling you. He's going to continue to thrill you if he gets 70 targets.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Jonathan Williams. Ugh. Mm. Well, he's coming off a big game where he had 20-something touches.
Yeah.
He had 8 carries for 14 yards, 1 reception for 14 yards, basically benched at halftime for Hines. Yeah, he did not get the touch in week 12 that we expected. Can he bounce back? Frank Reich did not say that he's in the doghouse or anything. They just went with the hot guy. Another tough matchup at Tampa Bay, at New Orleans and Carolina. We'll see. Does Jonathan Williams get? I'm stuck. I may have to play him.
Yeah.
Just because I'm so limited at running back. I mean. Where are you, Marlon Mack? I miss you.
We miss you so much.
I had to cut him to pick up Jonathan Williams. So yeah. My cousin Williams has to get it done.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I may be an outside looking in next week because we do the show. But yeah, Jonathan Williams hurt you big time. Yeah, he killed you in week 13.
You big dummy.
One other kill, and then we're going to move on to waiver wire because I think that's more important and more relevant to look forward. Some guys that can help you in the playoffs. But it's a guy that has not made the kill list at all this year. It's a rarity that Michael Thomas is on there. And he had a decent game, but not by his own standards.
Yeah,
it wasn't. Leading the league in receptions and yardage and everything. 6 receptions, 48 yards on 8 targets. Tough matchup coming up, too. San Fran, Indy, and at Tennessee, but that San Fran one is one that looms large.
Yeah.
But Michael Thomas will come back.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
He will have a big day. Drew Brees is still Drew Brees, and he's still Drew Brees' favorite target.
Everybody has that clunker.
And that, I mean, look, a lot of guys will take that clunker. That's still 6 receptions. That's still 10 points.
Yeah.
In
PPR.
That's
still a solid day.
On 8 targets. He caught 6 of them.
Yeah.
For the number one wide receiver in all fantasy football, I will give him this little hiccup.
Right.
As long as he doesn't do it again in the playoffs.
Right.
So, Michael Thomas, you're forgiven. All is forgiven. Yeah. Your fantasy sins for 1 week are forgiven, courtesy of Craig and Jim.
Right.
Just don't do it in the playoffs.
Right.
Unless
Please.
Unless you're playing my team. That's the caveat to that. If I'm playing against you in the playoffs, go ahead. Take another week off.
Then we're going to need a, you know, fake ankle injury. Oh. My foot is angered now.
But for the first time this year. Yeah, Michael Thomas is a kill, but it's a little kill. It's a little K.
Yeah.
Not a big one.
You big dummy.
We move on to the Way Area Far Wire, Jim. We have to. We're going to mention some guys that we mentioned earlier in this show. We're going to try to mention some guys that we have not talked about in the waiver wire. But it's important because there's guys that are out there that could help you big time depending on matchups, what you need. I mean, if you need a guy to step in, we're going to run through some of these guys real quick. Starting with Darwin Thompson for Kansas City. Darrell Williams has a hamstring. He's out. Damian Williams is questionable with a rib injury. Thompson and LeSean McCoy are the only two running backs left on the Kansas City Chiefs roster.
Shady McCoy back in our lives.
Who was a healthy scratch last week.
Yeah.
Thompson could get 10 to 15 touches. As I said, LeSean and him are all that's left. And McCoy was a healthy scratch. So Darwin could get it done. Again, you have to kind of follow the Damian Williams situation too, because he's questionable with that rib injury. But that still could mean that Darwin could get 10 touches. So if you want to put a gamble out there, you're going to pick a guy up on a waiver wire that could have been huge for you this week. Darwin Thompson could be that guy. Quarterbacks, we're going to say it again, Ryan Tannehill is available in over 60% of leagues.
That's ridiculous.
He is a
cat. That is ridiculous
I know, because they just keep rolling.
Yeah.
Tennessee's right in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
They're right there.
They leapfrogged the Colts last week.
Ryan Tannehill has accounted for multiple touchdowns in 6 straight weeks and is facing a Raiders defense that has allowed the 4th most fantasy points to quarterbacks this season.
Yeah.
He is the top streaming option that is available for you in your fantasy league. If you're looking for a guy, even just for this week alone, Ryan Tannehill is facing a Raiders defense that, again, has allowed the fourth most fantasy points to quarterbacks this season.
They gave up 34 to the Jets.
That game wasn't even close. And the Chiefs game wasn't even close. So Ryan Tannehill, get one. If you need to stream a quarterback for this week, and even if it's just for this week, Ryan Tannehill could be a great option for you. Absolutely great. Running back-wise, Benny Snell's out there. James Conner's questionable again. And Snell got 16 carries to Samuel's 7 last week and scored his first career touchdown. If Conner's out again, it's a great matchup for Benny Snell against Arizona's defense because he's going to get the touches. Also, they're starting a quarterback with and only his second start of his career. So Benny Snell is a safety valve for that as well.
Do we see James Conner at all the rest of this year?
I don't know. The one time he tried to make it through, he made it through practice, limited-wise.
Yeah.
He went out there. He was out there for the first series. And then we didn't see him. We've only seen him once in the last 5 games.
Yeah.
And that was only for one series.
I'm almost thinking that he's drop-worthy.
But, I mean, the difference between last year and this year, I mean, Samuels got dinged up. And Samuels did all right in the absence of Conner. But the difference was last year, when they lost James Conner, they did not have that stud to give the ball to 20 sometimes a game.
Right.
And it ended up, that coupled with the schedule, they had to go out on the road on the West Coast 3 straight weeks. They don't have that issue this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Benny Snell is doing all right. I mean, I think they insulated themselves this year in case James Conner went down. Now, they had quarterbacks that went down too.
Right.
But Benny Snell, they're still in the playoff hunt.
They're on their third quarterback.
So if you need a guy, he's a great option. You kind of got to follow the James Conner thing if you pick him up, though, to see what role he's going to have. Because even if Conner does come back, Snell is going to be at least a flex option for you in week 14.
Should be, yeah.
No, there's no doubt about it. So pick him up if you can get him. And at least you can put him out there as a flex if you're in a league that allows for that. Wide receiver-wise, Russell Gage is a good option. 8 catches in week 12 and then 5 catches in week 13 for 52 yards and a touchdown as Julio Jones was a late scratch.
Yeah.
There's some guys that had him in their active lineup. Not good. I mean,
By the way, I'm gasping. Can you tell which side of the fence I'm on that?
Yeah, the Julio?
Yeah.
Hurt you, didn't it?
Yeah. Didn't see anything either until after 1 o'clock.
I hadn't seen much either.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the NFL is supposed to have full disclosure on that at noon.
You're supposed to see Julio Jones out on a pregame show.
Yeah. That could lead to the Falcons getting fined.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Wouldn't be surprised by that.
We'll see. But anyway, Russell Gage is a good option for you, even if Julio does play in limited action. He's only owned Gages in just 11% of Yahoo leagues. But you kind of got to see what's going on with Julio. But you know you can at least slide Russell Gage in there as another flex option for you in week 14. Tight end-wise, well, he's the best tight end that could be out there for you as far as for this week. Mike Gillespie? Gillespie,
yeah.
I wrote it. It's my handwriting. Mike Gillespie for the Miami Dolphins. Fitzmagic is alive, and he has hit Gillespie for touchdowns in 2 straight games, and he's been targeted 14 times in those 2 games. Now, the Jets are giving up the 5th fewest points to tight ends this season, but he's the best waiver wire option at tight end probably in your league and only owned in 33% of Yahoo leagues. So Mike Gillespie, if you need a tight end, if you're streaming tight ends or you need somebody that can help you at flex, Gillespie is a good option for you despite the matchup because you know Fitzmagic is alive and is flourishing right now.
It is strong.
You're looking for a defense to stream. Texans are it. Broncos are 1-5 on the road, and it's the first road game for rookie quarterback Drew Lock. He got his first win, his first start last week again. But they're 1-5, the Broncos, on the road. They're a completely different team on the road. Texans beat the Patriots in Houston last week. They're only owned in 27% of Yahoo leagues. If you need a defense for just 1 week, this is the defense you should go with.
That Jacob Martin kid has shown up the last couple of weeks.
They're getting pressure on the quarterbacks. Yeah. They slowed down a guy named Tom Brady even more so than he's already been getting slowed down.
I've never seen him throw a helmet in the first quarter.
He's frustrated. He's frustrated. Yeah. And, of course, it had a lot to do with what the Texans are doing. He has other things to do. It's more involved with that.
Oh, sure.
I mean, his receivers are, I mean, they're just not getting it done. They're not getting
they're
open.
Really not. If it's not Edelman, why have a Patriots receiver?
Moving on, waiver wire options for you. Quarterback-wise, I never thought he'd actually make the waiver wire for us to mention, but we have to mention it, and I'm going to do it. You ready, Jim?
Yes.
Are you really ready for this one?
I think.
Mitchell Trubisky has scored at least 20 fantasy points in 3 of the last 4 games, including 29 against the Detroit Lions on Turkey Day. The Cowboys have allowed 3 of the last 4 opposing quarterbacks to score at least 22 points. Bears are at home on a Thursday fighting for their playoff lives at home.
Yeah.
Both teams played last Thursday. It's a really weird matchup where both teams have had
a full week.
Full week of prep for this game because both of them played on last Thursday on Turkey Day.
Doesn't happen very often.
But it's an interesting matchup for Trubisky, who's played better.
Yeah, he's had a good month. He really had a pretty decent November.
Whatever they've done with the route, with the play calling, and I know it has a lot to do with giving the ball to David Montgomery and everything else, but it has worked. And Trubisky has been a more than serviceable quarterback.
Yeah, it's almost as if the pressure has come off him, and they're allowing the game plan to at least work past that first couple of series. If they go 3 and out. They're still sticking with the game plan.
Since week 4, there's a quarterback that has a higher passer rating, has a higher completion percentage, and I think only one less touchdown pass than a guy named Tom Brady that's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And his name is Mitchell Trubisky. And one fewer interception as well. Since week 4, statistically, Mitch Trubisky, yes, that same one.
That Mitch Trubisky, who has caused so many fans to tear their hair out,
has better stats than Tom Brady since week 4 to now. So we're not lying when we're saying that he's definitely a serviceable guy for this week and this week's matchup against the Dallas Cowboys.
Now, in the interest of, I guess, fair time.
Yeah.
As far as this season goes, saying that somebody is statistically better than Tom Brady is really polishing a turd.
That's true. true. But again, remember how bad the national guys and the local guys in Chicago were all over Trubisky and Nagy before they started this 3-game win streak.
Right.
I mean,
it's gotten a little quiet, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because he has played well. He's not getting credit. So now we're going to give him credit where credit is due.
Right.
Again, at least 20 fantasy points in 3 of the last 4 games, including 29 on the road in Detroit. Yes, we know it's Detroit Lions. However, he's been doing it consistently for a month.
Yeah. If that's what it came down to as far as starting a quarterback for me or picking up another quarterback for me, I'm totally taking on Mitch Trubisky.
And on the heels of this, Allen Robinson has turned in some great weeks too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Allen Robinson's not there and on the waiver wire. But, however, Allen Robinson's benefiting from Trubisky actually being a better quarterback than he had shown early on this year, and especially during that losing streak they had. Now, here's a guy Look, he was having a great fantasy year, Jim. We talked about it. He got benched on his birthday. They didn't need to get benched on his birthday because they're going into a bye week anyway, right. So he didn't have to announce. They threw him under the bus, and now they came back to him, and all Andy Dalton did was lead the stinking Bengals to their first win of the season. Now, he only had 15 points fantasy-wise against the Jets. However, the Bengals won their first game. He should never got benched because he probably would have had two more wins right now. And now here we are. Andy Dalton has scored at least 20 fantasy points in four of the last five matchups against the Cleveland Browns, who are 21st against opposing quarterbacks in the league. Andy Dalton, definitely, if you need somebody to stream this week, a quarterback, Andy Dalton is somebody you should be looking at. He knows how to play the Dolphins. He knows how to play the Browns. He plays them twice every year. He's played here. He's played there. He's played them everywhere. He's had great games against the Browns. And who's to say that he won't do it again? Like I said, at least 20 fantasy points in four of the last five matchups against the Browns.
Make sure you handcuff Auden Tate on that too.
Yes. Yes. And
maybe even Joe Mixon. What the hell?
And Joe Ross is coming back.
John Ross. Or John Ross, yeah.
Yeah, so again, another weapon for Andy Dalton.
Right.
I so hope he has a great game.
I do too.
Because he's going into free agency and he can say, look, they benched me. I played the nice guy. I didn't come out in the press.
Right.
And here I am. Here I am, team. I mean, because here's all you need to do. Look at one guy. Look at one guy that we talked about earlier. Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Played nice. When they threw him under the bus.
Yep.
When he got hurt and they said he couldn't play in Miami anymore. All he's done is kept the hope alive in Tennessee. Yeah. And the same thing could happen to Andy Dalton for your team next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for right now, for your fantasy team, he can keep your hope alive too.
Right.
Especially this week against the Browns. Couple other guys we're talking about in the waiver wire. One is Alexander Mattison. Dalvin Cook got hurt last night. Says he could have returned. However, Mattison was running the ball well, and they didn't need him to return.
Yeah.
He's averaging 4.8 yards per carry and could be a big producer if Cook sit out against the Detroit Lions.
Do we see Dalvin Cook again the rest of the season? Because obviously
he says he could have played.
I mean, he says he could have played.
Yeah. Sure.
Absolutely. But are the Vikings going to hold him out? Unless they absolutely need him, I don't see him playing.
Against Detroit, they may not need him.
Yeah.
They should wait for but they also do want him to try to. I know. It's an ego thing, too.
They want to keep him in game shape, and I get that.
But they also know that he's close to the rushing title, too.
That's true.
And it's a good matchup for him to try to get fat off the Detroit Lions, who are 30th against opposing running backs on the season. But you have to err on the side of caution because your entire offense goes through Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, it does.
So, Mattison, again, could be a nice matchup for you, a nice pickup for you. Could be a huge pickup for you if Cooks doesn't play. Huge.
Yeah.
Because of this matchup against the Lions, again, 30th against opposing running backs on the season, take a flyer. He's at least a good flex for you. And if Cook is not 100%, then they're probably going to split carries, which means Mattison will get more touches, even with Cook out there. So Alexander Mattison, kick and run. We'll see what he can do. One other guy I want to mention is Patrick Laird. For the Miami Dolphins, seems like we are putting a lot of Dolphins out there this
week. We really are.
Has scored at least 11 PPR points in two of the last three games. Also, Josh Adams, we said this earlier, the safety, one of the best safeties in football, is expected to miss this game for the Jets. Even if Ballage plays for Miami, Laird will probably start. He's a viable flex, catching at least four passes in two of the last three games. Patrick Laird will be a decent flex for you. He's probably going to start over Ballage, even if Ballage is healthy, because he started over Ballage when Ballage was healthy last week. And he can definitely get you some points as you're in the playoffs.
It's amazing that as the Dolphins have completely botched their tank job,
yeah,
we keep finding these little gems in the rough.
It started out as, okay, now
like,
maybe,
where were these guys?
Maybe we can start Fitzpatrick. Then it was, okay, Parker, because the other wide receiver's out for the year.
Right.
Now we got running backs, you got tight ends.
Yeah.
I mean,
got a full roster of Dolphins.
Because winning helps fantasy.
Yes, it does.
When they were losing, you couldn't touch any of them. Now that Fitzmagic,
they're all toxic.
Now that Fitzmagic is back in the AFC East on another team.
Right.
I have a feeling that he may even end up playing for the Patriots or someone. The fact that he has played in every team for every team in the AFC East.
I bet they give him a look at least next year.
Why not?
Why not?
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Bring him in as a backup.
And
what else do they have?
Absolutely. Just at least as a backup.
Yeah.
Okay, and that concludes the waiver wire. We do have a really abbreviated 2-minute warning. Basically, what we do is Jim and I, we challenge each other each week, and we put you on the clock. I will give him a matchup. A couple of different guys that have interesting matchups, and he will pick one or the other, and then he will tell me to do the same thing. All right, Jim.
All right.
Dak Prescott at Chicago on Thursday. We're going to talk a lot about that matchup. Or your boy, he's back, Gardner Minshew versus the Chargers.
Huh. I like Dak.
The Dak?
Yeah.
Dak on the road, huh?
Yeah, I like Dak on the road because Dak wants to get paid.
Look.
And the way that he's going to get paid is by wrapping up this division.
Not necessarily. You also look at his numbers. I mean, Dak Prescott is quietly having a superb season.
Yeah.
He is on pace for almost 5,100 yards passing.
That's crazy.
Dak Prescott is getting paid. It just may not be by the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
But he's having an amazing season.
Well, I mean, they're gonna throw the franchise tag on him.
He's still going to get paid,
He's still going to get paid, though.
No doubt. What do you got?
Josh Allen versus Baltimore or Kyler Murray against the Steelers?
Oh. Kyler Murray at home, though, is tempting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Kyler only because I'm going to give all the credit to Josh Allen in the world. That team is much better. And they could still make the playoffs despite losing this game.
Yeah.
Look, I'll take Kyler Murray on turf. He's gonna drive the Steelers nuts.
Yeah.
Steelers gonna win the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's gonna be a lot closer than you think.
He's gonna be that guy that everybody's gonna go, did you see the game that this guy had?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. For you, buddy, it's Raheem Mostert at New Orleans or Bo Scarborough at Minnesota.
I'm still on the Raheem Mostert bandwagon.
Oh, man. Back-to-back games? Huh?
Yeah. I really am. Kid out of Purdue. He ran track. So, I mean, he looked fast on the wet track in Baltimore this past weekend.
That was a dirty, nasty game.
Really was. I mean, even on turf. That's a turf field.
When you're in the same field as Ingram, and you're the better running back, that's saying something.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because he's the Heisman Trophy winner, Ingram is, and you were the best running back on the field that day.
Right.
What do you got?
Devin Singletary versus Baltimore or Carlos Hyde versus Detroit?
Well, yeah, I'm sorry,
versus Denver.
Ooh, that changes everything.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm going to take Carlos Hyde at home. Yeah, indoors. I just like that. I like that matchup better than any running back going against Baltimore.
Baltimore, after a loss, still has that, man, we got to go out and show people that we're worth all the talk that we're worth.
Mm-hmm.
They still got that edge.
All right, we talked about one guy having to have going into a contract year. Well, this is a contract year. It's another big game for his team. Amari Cooper at Chicago or DJ Chark against the Chargers. So Gardner.
Beowulf Minshew.
Yeah, throwing to DJ Chark.
I didn't go with Beowulf. of four.
Yeah.
I'm going with DJ Chark here.
He does seem to favor Chark.
Yeah.
You know, Chark didn't have a good game this week. He does seem to favor him a little bit more.
Yeah.
Than Foles did. So you're going with Chark, huh?
Yes.
All right. All right. What do you got for me to close it out?
Devontae Parker at the Jets.
Ooh.
Or Christian Kirk versus the Steelers.
See, and I went with... I'm going to go Devontae on this one. And then the reason why is because that's a big difference with Josh Adams not out there.
Yeah.
That's a big difference in their secondary. Their corners are not good.
Yeah.
And then you take Adams out of the equation. Yeah, I think Devontae's going to have a huge game.
Yeah.
As I hope I'm having a huge week, baby, as are you. of course, this is the Roster Doctors. If you have any questions as far as your lineups or anything, you can always get a hold of us on Twitter at Roster Docs WSBT. Good luck to you guys in week one of the playoffs. We'll be back next week. Try to get you ready for the next round. Again, we appreciate WSBT Radio for having us on and having us do this each and every week for the regular season. For Jim and myself, have a great first round of the playoffs. And we hope to hear about all your wins next week right here at Roster Docs. And Roster Docs WSBT on Twitter.